open immediately. Dated material inside. Namely, the thrift store Vinyl Hour. This is Skip Tillinghast, and we have a 311 in progress. That's right, episode 311, as we prepare to open the archives once again. I've just returned from a meeting of the Society for Historic Preservation, and they all agree there's never been a lineup quite like this one. We're going to start things out in the doo-wop era with the Falcons, the Rocketeens, and Annette Funicello. Our country segment this week, also our tribute segment, as we remember Sonny Osborne of the Osborne Brothers and R.I.P. Rose Lee Mafis. Speaking of big wigs, we've got the chairman of the board and Billy Preston and the Impressions. And we'll commemorate the birthday of the late Laura Nero, as well as the very much alive Gary Puckett. What do you say we get things rolling? We've got the Falcons leading things off.
Bye. A great big initial on a chain everywhere I go. It's your first name initial, a great big initial. Baby,
don't you know
that I wear it too? So I belong to you, just you. I love my first name initial, it makes it official that you're my steady boy. It's your first name initial, a great big initial. It's my pride and joy, cause it's a symbol of my everlasting love for you. I wear it at the soda shop, wear it at the record hop, ride into a movie in your jeans. I wear it when I go to gym, wear it when I take a swim, I even wear it when I sleep. I wear your first name initial, a great big initial. Oh, it's your first name. I wish your last name initial and my last initial will one day be the same. So everyone can see that you belong to me, just me. Wear it at the soda shop, wear it at the record hop, or ride into a movie in your jeans. Wear it when I go to gym, wear it when I take a swim, I even wear.
Please excuse my lateness to the podcast this week. I had a Zoom meeting earlier, but trust me, it wasn't even remotely interesting. But what is interesting are the three songs we chose to kick off the show this week on the Thrift Store Vinyl Hour. The Falcons on the pole position with You're So Fine. The Falcons were out of Detroit, Michigan. Members included Joe Stubbs, whose brother Levi was in the Four Tops. Joe Stubbs would go on to another Motown group, the Originals. Eddie Floyd, he was a member, remember Knock on Wood? And perhaps the most famous ex-Falcon, the Wicked Pickett, Wilson Pickett. Yeah, the guy who gave us Mustang Sally. You're So Fine, a top 20 million seller for the Falcons, 1959. They say 1959 was the year the music died, but you could also score a one-hit wonder, such as the Rocketeens did with Woohoo.
It's not often we get a band out of Richmond, Virginia. When we're talking about that era, we usually have groups from New York, Philadelphia, Boston, or New Jersey. But the Rocketeens' success was short-lived. It broke up right after the success of Woohoo, and none of the members stayed in the music biz. A singer-actress who did stay in the music biz was Annette Funicello, known on this record just as Annette, as the Mickey Mouse Club member sang First Name Initial. She would move on from Disney and star in a series of beach blanket movies with Frankie Avalon. It's the Thrift Store Vinyl Hour, and it's the first of our tribute segments this week, starting with the Osborne Brothers.
Roll, muddy river, roll on, muddy river, roll on,
muddy river, roll on, muddy river.
I've got a notion you'll go to the ocean alone. I've got a baby in Tennessee who's long been a-waiting for a little old me. Roll, muddy river, roll on. So roll, muddy river, roll on, muddy river, roll on.
ocean, you'll go to the ocean alone. I've got a baby in Tennessee who's long been a-waiting for little old me. Roll, muddy river, roll on, muddy river, roll on, muddy river, roll on. So roll, muddy river, roll on, muddy river, roll on. Roll, muddy river, roll on, muddy river, roll on. I've got an ocean, you'll go to the ocean alone. I've got a baby in Tennessee who's long been a-waiting for a little old me. Roll, muddy river, roll on, muddy river, roll on, muddy river, roll on.
Night. stranger whose arms once held me tight. I should walk right out and leave you. Says no, you love him so. I've come to take you home. How can your soul find peace of mind in a glass of wine or gin and forget the one who loves you so for a life so full of sin? I guess I'm doomed to wait each night at home all alone till you've had your wine and it's closing time, and then I'll take you home. Yes, I've come to take you home again the way I do each night. I'm living with a stranger whose arms once held me tight. I should walk right out and leave you in this tavern all alone. But my heart says no, you love him so. I've come to take you
when you smell so strong from wine.
Well, I'm not late, the clock is wrong. We need to wind Big Ben. And honey, that's not wine you smell, that's aftershave for men.
Would you run that by me one more time?
Run that by me one more time to make sure that I heard you right. I hope you don't expect me to believe that lie.
I might be crazy, but I ain't dumb, and I know a lie when I hear one.
Would you run that by me one more time?
Gave you to pay the rent. Well, the rent is overdue and we ain't got one red cent.
Well, I put it in the cookie jar the day you brought it home, and one day when I come back from town I looked and I'll be dogged, that money was gone.
Would you run that by me one more time?
Run that by me one more time to make sure that I heard you right. I hope you don't expect me to believe that lie.
I might be crazy and I might be dumb, but I know a lie, honey, when I hear one.
Would you run that by me one more time?
You keep a drinking that aftershave and it's gonna kill you if I'm lucky.
Come on, tell the truth now. You got into that cookie jar, didn't you?
I did not. You just talking to hear your head roar.
Oh, to box your ears.
Oh, you'd hit your mama before you'd hit me.
Run that by me one more time.
I don't want to run that by you.
I really love the phrase, friendly reminder. When somebody starts a sentence with a friendly reminder, 9 times out of 10, it's an unfriendly reminder. And this here is a true friendly reminder that we need to recap that second set of ours today, eulogizing two country stars who will no longer be joining us. We had the Osborne Brothers in honor of banjo playing Sonny Osborne, who recently died at age 84. Sonny, with his brother Bobby, made up the Osborne Brothers. They were a duo from 1953 until Sonny's retirement in 2005. We played you two Osborne Brothers classics, Once More and Roll Muddy River. And then we had a duo of a different kind, the West Coast Sounds of Joe and Rose Lee Mafis. We played I've Come to Take You Home and Run That By Me One More Time. And that's because Rose Lee Mafis died recently at the age of 98.
Yep, the old guard is dropping like flies out there. Joe and Rose Lee Mafis, Mr. and Mrs. Country Music, not only made recordings together and toured all over the country, they're also part of a famous West Coast TV show, The Town Hall Party, on which Joe Mafis would show his prowess on just about any instrument with strings. Their other claim to fame is they gave a job in their band to a young Barbara Mandrell. Joe Mafis died in 1986. Rose Lee Mafis worked at Opryland and also was a volunteer greeter in Nashville at the Country Music Hall of Fame in her later years. It's the Thrift Store Vinyl Hour, and let's make room now for the chairman of the board.
And waited patiently, but something's telling me I'm waiting hopelessly, but the train has come and gone without me. I struggle day and night so I'd be ready. I tried to make things right inside of me, but I've got a feeling I'm mistaken. The train won't come in time to rescue me. How long has that train been gone? Why did it leave and not take me? I wanna know how long will the pain go on? Will it last forever? Will it never leave? A friend of mine said he don't go for Jesus.
He don't take no stock in all that stuff. But he wanted to believe, 'cause I saw him on his knees. He was crying,
Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy.
Train been gone. Tell me why did it leave and not take me? How long will the pain go on? Will it last forever?
Last
will it last?
Last forever?
It was the 3rd of September, that day I'll always remember. Yes, I will, 'cause that was the day that my daddy died. I never got a chance to see him, never heard nothing but bad things about him. Mama, I'm depending on you to tell me the truth. Mama just hung her head and said, son, Papa was a rolling stone. Wherever he laid his hat was his home.
And when he died,
all he left us was alone. Oh, Papa was a rolling stone, my son, yeah. Wherever he laid his hat was his home.
To say that Papa never worked a day in his life.
And Mama, some bad talk going around town saying that Papa had 3 outside children and another wife. And that ain't right.
Heard some talk about Papa doing some storefront preaching, talking about saving souls and all the time leeching, stealing in debt and stealing in the name of the
call himself a jack of all trades. Tell me, is that what sent Papa to an early grave? Folks say Papa would beg, borrow, steal to pay his bills.
Hey, Mama! Folks say Papa never was much on thinking. Spent most of his time chasing women and drinking.
Mama looked up with a tear in her eye and said, son,
Papa was a rolling stone.
Well, 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 well.
Well, when he laid his hat, was his home. And when he died,
all he left us was a long, 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 long,
long. Papa was a rolling stone. Well, when he laid his hat, was his home.
I've been tasked by my wife to pick out a new shower head for the bathroom. No pressure, she said. We're due for a recap of that previous set here on the Thrift Store Vinyl Hour. Got it going with Chairman of the Board. That was not the group's signature hit, Give Me Just a Little More Time, but instead a follow-up release, also from 1970. You Got Me Dangling on a String. The chairman of the board out of Detroit, Michigan, continued to soldier on, despite the death of their lead singer, General Norman Johnson, in 2010. It was Billy Preston after that. How long has the train been gone? There's rumored to be a documentary being made about Billy Preston, and part of that, no doubt, will focus on his relationship to the Beatles. In fact, George Harrison's widow, Olivia, is said to be among the producers of an upcoming Billy Preston bioflick. And from the Motown stable, The Temptations did Papa Was a Rolling Stone. 2022 will be the 50th anniversary of the release of Papa Was a Rolling Stone, which was originally recorded by The Temptations' Gordy Records label mates, Undisputed Truth. It's the Thrift Store Vinyl Hour, and let's wish a happy heavenly birthday to songwriter Laura Nyro.
I was born from love, and my poor mother worked the mines. I was raised on a good book, Jesus. Till I read between the lines. Now I don't believe I wanna see the morning. Going down the stony end. I never wanted to go down the stony end. Mama, let me start all over. Cradle me, mama, cradle me again.
your laughter cannot hide, and you're afraid to let your eyes meet mine. And lately when I love you, I know you're not satisfied. Woman, oh woman, have you got cheating on your mind? On your mind. I've seen the way men look at you when they think I don't see, and it hurts to have them think that you're that kind. But it's knowing that you're looking back that's really killing me.
Big meeting coming up this week. We're discussing building materials for the new podcast studio. Nothing concrete, however. We had a couple birthdays and a death we were commemorating in that last set. It was a happy heavenly birthday to one of our favorite songwriters, Laura Nyro. She would have been 74 years old last month, but cancer tragically cut her life short in 1997 at the age of 49. Nyro, the writer of such classics as Eli's Coming by Three Dog Night, Wedding Bell Blues and Stone Soul Picnic by Fifth Dimension, and When I Die by Blood, Sweat, and Tears, and Stony End, a hit for Barbara Streisand. We couldn't let the occasion of Gary Puckett's 79th birthday go unnoticed. I like Gary Puckett. I think he's got a great voice. He was the leader of the Union Gap, and they had big hits with Woman, Woman, and Young Girl back in the late 60s. And we're also reporting the recent death of Jay Black, real name David Blatt, who was the lead voice for Jay and the Americans during their hottest period in the 60s. They had big hits with Cara Mia and Come a Little Closer, This Magic Moment. Jay Black passing away of pneumonia at age 82. Another memorable voice silenced to that great jukebox in the sky.
That you find a pretty face can hide an evil mind. Oh, be careful what you say, or you'll give yourself away. Odds are you won't live to see tomorrow. Taking away your name.
she turned to gold. The Prince of Peace embraced the gloom and walked the night alone.
Doesn't the dark night seem to learn more?
Dark old rides in force tonight, and time will tell us all.
Throw down your plow and hoe, rest not till up your home.
Side by side we wait the might of the darkest dawn.
We might have to rename our show The Tribute Show after all the tributes we've done this week. Happy birthday to Johnny Ramstella. You know him better as Johnny Rivers, the man who gave us Secret Agent Man and the Rockin' Pneumonia and the Boogie Woogie Flu. Turned 79 recently. Art Garfunkel can even do one better than that. He's turned 80 recently. Art Garfunkel still has that angelic voice, but unfortunately his afro has faded away. And it was 50 years ago last week that Led Zeppelin IV was released, and in honor of that groundbreaking album, we played you The Battle of Evermore, a rare Led Zeppelin performance with a guest female vocalist, Sandy Denny of Fairport Convention. We've got more to come in our next episode. Unfortunately, we're out of time for now. We look forward to talking to you again soon. This is Skip Tillinghast, and for everyone here at the Thrift Store, thanks for being a good listener.